Americans watch the numbers of new coronavirus infections and fatalities rising every day. In other countries, there are signs of hope. Singapore, South Korea, and Taiwan are three places where the spread of COVID-19 is slowing down a lot. What have they done differently? Well, there's no short answer to that question, but as the world's Patrick Wynn reports, getting everybody to wear a mask is one factor.
A few weeks ago, Fox and Friends turned to the top doctor in America and asked him this.
Doctor, you're saying stop using masks because unless you've got the coronavirus, you shouldn't be wearing it, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, says the Surgeon General Jerome Adams, who has tweeted, seriously, people, stop buying masks. On Fox and Friends, he doubled down, saying masks actually make the outbreak worse.
Folks who don't know how to wear them properly tend to touch their faces a lot and actually can increase the spread of coronavirus. You can increase your risk of getting it by wearing a mask if you are not a healthcare provider.
Basically, the message in the U.S. has been, if you're not a doctor or a nurse, forget about the mask. And that sounds really strange here in Asia, where in many cities, wearing a mask is seen as a moral duty for everyone, not just hospital workers. One of China's top doctors is a man named George Gao. And he just came out and said, quote, the big mistake in the U.S. and Europe is that people aren't wearing masks. China takes this seriously. Officials there have even used drones with loudspeakers to fly around and scold anyone who is outside without a mask. Places like Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, they also promote universal masking. And the vibe is not so much, I must protect myself, and more like, oh no, what if I've got the coronavirus and I infect other people?
It's more to prevent spread of the disease rather than to prevent receiving the disease.
That's Linfa Wang, a renowned expert on infectious diseases based in Singapore. Now, the World Health Organization still says that you don't need to wear a mask if you're not showing symptoms. But Dr. Wang says, look, we know infected people often don't show symptoms. So why not just stick a mask on everyone?
I know in certain societies, it's hard, right? Other people are less educated or economically in a different stage or less obedient as a society.
He didn't single out America, but when I talk to other experts, I keep hearing that Americans need to do universal masking, like yesterday.
I think everyone going out should wear a mask.
That is another infectious diseases specialist, Dr. Joseph Zhang, in Hong Kong. And he's masked up basically all day, putting on a new one every 4 hours.
I only take off my mask whenever I have my lunch or dinner.
But he's a doctor, and they're the ones who really need masks, right? Yes, and right now, hospitals in the U.S. are pleading with the federal government to get them more high-quality masks. There's a shortage, and for now, masks should go to nurses over random people. This is one of the reasons why the Surgeon General tells the public to stop buying masks. But here's the thing. Taiwan, South Korea, when this outbreak started there, they had shortages too. So their government stepped in to boost the supply of masks so every citizen could get one. America hasn't done that. And Dr. Zhang wants to know, even if every American had a mask, would they wear them?
The difference in the perception of the mask comes down to the cultural norms about covering your face.
When very few people wear masks, he says, putting one on makes it seem like you're sick, like saying, look at me, I'm infected. But when everyone wears one, you feel like, oh, we're all in this together. And societies can change. Before 2003, Dr. Zhang says Hong Kong was more like America. Hardly anyone wore masks unless they were ill. But then they got hit by an earlier strain of coronavirus.
We have a very painful lessons from 2003 SARS happened in Hong Kong.
SARS. One of those painful lessons, Zhang says, is that everyone should have put on masks as soon as that virus hit. And it's a mistake, he says, they won't make again. For The World, I'm Patrick Wynn.